Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page Chaf Beis, which is the page following 42. The Mechaber in Sif Beis is discussing the halacha of Chazara. After we learned the halacha of Shehiyah, which is leaving something on the fire when Shabbos is starting, now we go to the din of Chazara, which you mentioned previously is when you take something off of the fire and you want to return it to the fire. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kira shehi grufa uketuma, Kira, an oven, a type of stove that we've been discussing, that is grufa v'ketuma, that the coals were swept out or the coals were covered with afer, v'notol ha-kedera me'aleha, and you took the pot off of the Kira, afilu b'shabbos muter la'achzira. Even on Shabbos, one is allowed to return it to the Kira, kozman shehi rosacha, so long that it is still boiling hot. The Ramos says, v'ode b'yado, and he's still holding it in his hand. And the Mechaber says, v'lohinicho agave karka, and he didn't place it on the ground. The Ramos says, v'daito la'achzira, and he had in his mind when he took it off that he's going to return it. V'davka al-gaba, and the Mechaber says, it's davka mutter to return the pot on the top of the Kira, but inside the Kira it will be forbidden. And a tanur, which we know is more chamer than a Kira, it is also to return it even if the tanur is garif akotum. And so too, the other type of oven, the kofach, is also going to be the same as a tanur when it is fired up with gefes ve'etzim, like we saw earlier. The Ramah then says, "V'dafko she'atavshul mevushal kol tzarko." It's specifically if the dish is fully cooked. Va'oz mutter lahachziru afilu kira acheres. Then you're allowed to even return it to a different kira than it was on before. Avalim lo nisbashal kol tzarko asar afilu lo'osa kira. But if it wasn't fully cooked, you're not allowed to return it even to the same kira. So the Mechaber over here and the Ramah are saying a lot of things. Just to summarize a little bit what's going on over here. The basic idea is if a person wants to do chazara, there are really five criteria. Number one, the kira must be garif akatum. It has to be the coals are out, so there's no concern of stoking the coals. Number two, it has to be that the dish is rosachas, it is still hot. Number three, it has to be, the Ramah says, that you're still holding on to it. You haven't placed it down. Number four is, it has to be that you had in mind when you took it off that you're going to return it. And number five, it has to be that it's fully cooked. Those are the five criteria that come out in order for a person to do chazara. And now let's see all the mishaburas we've been in Sifkata Nun Beis. We said a kira that was grufa v'ketuma, aval einu garif v'katum aser. But if the kira was not garif v'katum, it is aser to do chazara. Afilu b'mitztamek v'ralo. Even if the dish is fully cooked and more cooking is going to ruin it, it is still going to be aser if the kira was not garif v'katum. It still looks like you are doing bishul. V'chein v'sanur afilu garif v'katum, and so too by an oven, a tanur oven, even if it is garif v'katum, is going to be aser. The Mechaber said, if you took the pot off, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to return. It says in Mishabur and Gimel, delo tema, don't say, delo etiru chachomim eloke shenotel mi erev Shabbos. Had a chacham only matan chazar when you took it off the kira on Erev Shabbos, umachzir bi Erev Shabbos samuch hachashecha, and you want to return it to the kira also on Erev Shabbos, close to dark. Kamash mulon comes the Mechaber to tell me, the mutter lito lahachzir afilu b'Shabbos gufa, you're allowed to take it off and return it even on Shabbos itself, v'afilu kama pa'amim, and even many times. Sipkotan nundalud kozman shiro sachas. So we said that besides the first criteria of requiring garif akatum, we said it has to be that it's boiling hot. Says the Mishabur and the Nalat Prat Zeh Ein Adom Alucham Neskarim B'Sif Zeh. This detail, this requirement is not similar to the other requirements in the Sif. De Behem Atam Hu, by the other requirements, the reasoning is, De Bohitiru Chachomim Chazora Kiim B'Ofen Zeh. That's the way Chazal said, if you want to do Chazora, you have to fulfill these requirements. It has to look like you're doing a chazara, a continuation of the original shehiyah. Aval bezeh hatam hu, but over here, the reason why it has to be rosachas, the reason is totally different. The kevan shenistalek mirisichaso, because once it has stopped boiling, the hainu she'en ayatsa lethesbo, it is no longer at the point of the ayatsa lethesbo, yea bo shuv iser bishul. You're now going to have a new iser of bishul, ukil lakamam besimen shin yud chesed dalek. We'll see later on in shin yud chesed dalek. So therefore, this din of requiring it to still be boiling hot is to avoid pashut and iser bishul. It's not just stam a requirement Chazal made for chazara like the other ones. This is something that we're trying to avoid, the regular iser of bishul. Ulefim asher pasuk haramah sham besif tesvav bahago, and according to what the Ramah explains over there in Shin Yud Ches, in Sif Tesvav, nogu lohakel lo nitzdanin legamri. We are knowing to be lenient, even if it's not boiling hot, but it did not cool off totally. That we'll see later in Shin Yud Ches. So the Mechaber over here says, Kozman Shi Rosachas, we'll see Lefi the Ramah, it doesn't actually have to be Rosachas, it has to be just that it has not totally cooled off, it's still warm, it would still be permissible to do a Chazora. Sivkotun and Heiv Va'oda Biyoda, the Ramah said it has to be that it's still in your hand. Rotzalomer means to say, Shalo Hesir Hakadera Miyodo, that you did not remove the pot from your hand, Me'ez Netzilasa Men Akira, from the time that you removed it from the Kira at Shah Shiachziren until the point that you returned it. Ulafuke Imenicha Gabe Mita Usafsal Vakadomela Zabentayim. It's coming to exclude if you place it down on some kind of bed or safsal, or something similar in the interim, have kemo shenicha gabe karka meitayim. That's like putting it down on the ground in the interim. Vizeh osur lukuyama, that's osur according to everyone. The butla loha shehiya rishona, because then you have stopped the original shehiya. Vishul kishem maksiru menicha gabe kira, and then when you go back and you return to the kira, have le kemo shiv lechatchila agabe akira b'shabbos. That's like putting it on initially for the first time on the Kira on Shabbos. V'chachomim lo hetiru elo chazara. Chazal only matir us to return something to the Kira, to do a chazara, avalo lo hoshiv l'chathiru, not to put something down there for the first time. Av shekfar nisbashlo kol tzarka, even if the dish was fully cooked, v'ein bo min adin mishum iser bishul, and there's absolutely no iser bishul going on over there, mikom lakom still, kevin shemamida b'mokom shederach levashel shem tamid, since you are putting the pot on a place where it is normal to cook, nira kimevasha lechatchila b'Shabbos, it looks like you are cooking the first time on Shabbos, and therefore that is going to be usher. That's why the Ramah says it has to be oda b'yodo. Sivkoton nun vav. The Ramah also said it has to be daito la'zero. Zotam mishibur atam gam ken kanal. The reason for this is like we said above, same reason. Sha'al yidei zeh lo botla adayin shehiya harishona shehisha osa alakira mibod yom. Through having your mindset when you take off the pot that you're going to return it, that continues the original shehiya that you had from before Shabbos. Since you had in mind that you're going to return it before it cools off. But if when you took it off the kira, you didn't have in mind to put it back afterwards, and then you changed your mind to put it back right away, usur. It will be also to return it because you didn't have that in mind, even if you did not place it on the ground in the interim. The havalei kemoshev lechatchila b'Shabbos, that would be like placing it lechatchila on Shabbos. V'ayim b'aralocha she'v'inu harbe meharishonim. Look at the b'aralocha where we brought down many rishonim shemekilin ba'udam b'yado, where the mekil, if it was still in your hands, afilo ein daito lahatzir, even if you did not have in mind to return it. V'chein mekilin b'daito lahatzir, they're also mekil, if you had in your mind to return it, afshe mintayim hasiro miyodo, even if in the interim you took it out of your hand. V'nirish shebeis atzorech yeshlus mochazeh. It appears, says the Chafetz Chaim, that in time of need, one can rely on having one of these two criteria. The Shai Tzion points out in Os Nun, that on the second side, when we're saying that you could be lenient, if it's daito lahatzir, even though you took your hand off of it, hainu al gade sasla v'kadoma, and Os Nun, the Shai Tzion writes, it's talking about specifically when you put it onto a sapsel or something similar. After yesh mehen shemikilin af b'niyach agave karka, even there are those who are mekel, if it was daito lahatzir, even if you put it on the ground, kevashay daito lahatzir, it's hard to paskin against the Stam Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Shai Tzion is telling us that this second tzad, the ikur, is that you had daito lahachzir, even though you took it off from your hand, but not that you put it on the ground, it wasn't that bad, it was on a kisei or safsal, only then, b'shas atzorach, you could rely on the shita. Sivkotun and Zayin Vidafka al Gabov, when you are doing the Chazara, Vidafka has to be on top of the Kira. Says the Mishabura, Hainu al Ove Dafnosea Milamala. So Mishabura says in Zayin, it's Dafka on the thickness of the walls on top of the Kira. Oshasun kisu achalolo, or over the hollow of the kira, over the opening on top, you put something to cover it. The hemera kedera la kisui, and then you place the pot on top of that covering. Vafilu im tola hakedera l'soch avir hakira. Even if you let the kedera be resting inside the airspace of the kira, uktzastaf nosel botim milamala, and a little bit of the walls is sticking up on top above the kira. Kedera hakedera shekpsara milamato ruchava milamala, like the way of a normal pot in those days, that it was narrow on the bottom, it got wider on top, so it could be resting on top. Part of it goes down inside the kira, and part of the walls of the kedera are still above the kira. Gam kim bichlal al gaba havi. That's also considered al gaba, and it is mutter. Velo mikri tocha elokash yosheves hakedera al kakoyes akira. It's not called that you put a tocha, which is a problem, unless it's actually having the pot sit on the ground of the kira. Sivkotan nunches aval lasocha aser, but inside the kira we said is aser. Vekevan shu mamid lasocha kedera shum avashan batadir. Since you are placing the pot inside of the kira, like the way people are cooking in general, so nirakim avashal, looks like you are cooking. Va'osan akiro she'en lam tofa cholol, and the type of kiros that are living a little different that we've been discussing. We've been discussing a kira that has a place inside to put the pot, a place on top to put the pot. If you have a different type of kira that doesn't have these two portions, doesn't have the inside and the top, Elohim pshutos, rather they're more simple kiros, v'sochan v'gabon echad, and somehow the inside and the top is really one. So mutter lahachzer lahen de'en aleim shem toch. Then you would be allowed to do chazar over there. It doesn't get a shem toch. A toch is only when there's on top and there's an inside. Don't put it on the inside. But if there's only one place to place the pot, so then we're saying here that chazar there would be mutter. It wouldn't be called toch. The im yesh eish bakira, and if there's a fire in the kira, ayin simen shin yud ches sif tezvav. That will be discussed in simen shin yud ches. Then the Mechaber told us when it comes to a tanur, it's asr lahakser even as gorif a katum, and who had been a kofach if it was fired up with gevez ve'etzim. Says the Mishabura, a tanur afilu husak bekash u bingvava kanal, by a tanur is even if it was fired up with the stubble or the gvava like we discussed earlier. Said katan samach who had been the kofach, the halolo hutra chazor lo kuyama el begrufa. We said chazor is only mutter if the coals were swept out. Ubetanur v'kofach shehevlam rav. When it comes to these two other types of ovens, the tanur and the kofach, where their heat is very great, lo mahani grifa. By them, it doesn't help even if you swept out the coals, like we discussed earlier in Sif Aleph. Then the Rama told us dafka if the tavshul was mavushal kol tzarko. Says the Mishabura, Koi Areisha, this is going on the Reisha, the Omar, where we said, Afilu b'Shabbos mutar lachzir al gabi kira k'shakidera rosachas, that even on Shabbos you're allowed to do chazor on top of the kira when the pot is still boiling hot. V'lazeh beir, for that the Rama is explaining, the dafka k'shum avushal kol tzarko, this is specifically if the dish is fully cooked. Avalim lonis bashal kol tzarko, but if it's not fully cooked, shayach acharav od bishal, then it's shayach afterwards another bishal. The ayin b'mashe dichtav v'kamam b'simin shin yud ches v'dal v'mishavur hasham. Look what we'll discuss later on in simin shin yud ches. Sif katan samach beis. Then we'll see a few bir halachas and a few notes. Afilu l'kira acheres. The Rama said that you could even take it off of one kira and return the pot to another kira. Afilu im hevlo meruba merishona. Even if the second kira that you're doing the chazara to is hotter than the first kira. Mikomakon lo have rak b'chlal chazara v'shari. That is still called chazara and it is permissible, assuming you followed all the guidelines. Avalim hoisa batchila t'muna b'davash enemos of hevel. But if originally the pot was insulated, it was hatmana in something that doesn't add heat. Ubishabis bala hoshiva lakira, and then on Shabbos you want to then place it on top of a kira, olehipach, or the opposite, mekira latmona, you want to take it from the kira and now insulate it, that is aser. Dezeu pu'ula chadasha, either way you go, it's a pu'ula chadasha, it's a new act that you're doing. The whole idea of chazara is really a continuation of the original shahiyah. That's why it has to be oda biyodo, that's why it has to be daito la'achzira. If you're going from atmona to placing it on top, or placing it on top to atmana, that's already a new pool, that's not allowed. The ain't tona mishich hashecha, you're not allowed to do atmana insulation from when Shabbos starts, afilu bedover she'enu mos of hevel, even if it's in something that doesn't add heat, it just keeps the heat in, like we will see later in Simon Reish Nun Zayin. So let's just do a quick chazara of the five requirements for chazara, and then we'll see a few bi'alachas and a few very important notes. Number one, we said, for a kira, number one, you have to have grufa of a ketumah. It has to be swept out from the coals, or the coals have to be covered. Number two, he said it has to be that the dish is still boiling hot. Number three, it has to be that you're still holding it in your hand. Number four, it has to be that you had in mind when you took it off that you're going to return it. And number five, it has to be that it is fully cooked. Now, if you look at the bir halacha, we'll do three bir halachas that are next to each other. Number one, on page Chav Beis, kira she grufa v'ketumah. The first one we said in the Mechaber was a kira that was garuf a katum, you could do chazara. V'im huska v'kash u'v'gvava dina k'grufa v'ketumah. So zakti bir halacha, if it was fired up with a kash u'v'gvava that doesn't turn into coals, it has a din automatically of grufa v'ketumah, because grufa v'ketumah is only nogea when there are coals. These materials don't turn into coals, and therefore it's automatically considered gar v'katum. That is like we discussed in Sif Aleph. Then the Bar Halacha says mutter la zira, haynu afilu b'mitzanik v'yofalo. As long as it is fully cooked, like the Ramah told us towards the end of the page that we discussed on Chav Beis, zakti bir halacha, even if by cooking it more it will get better, as long as it is fully cooked, that is good enough to allow chazara. The last point of the bir halacha, we'll just point it out in the Mechaber and the Ramah, before we read in the bir halacha, there's an interesting thing, because the Mechaber over here says, by requirement number three, he says, v'lo hinicha gabe karka. He didn't place it on the ground, and before that the Ramah said, va'uda biyado, you have to be still holding it in your hand. So the Ramah, by saying that, is really requiring even more than the Mechaber, as we'll see. So the Bir Halacha says in the Ramaskev, lo anicha gabi karka, lefi ma shehetek ha-Ramah mikodem, based on that which the Ramah brings down first, ledina, deboinen oda biyoda dafka, that specifically has to be still in your hands, su lo trichinen lemichtov, we no longer need to write, shelo yanicha gabi karka. If the Mechaber would agree with the Ramah, so Ode Biyodo covers already L'nilcha Gabi Karka. It's even more. Not only that you shouldn't put it on the ground, but you shouldn't put it anywhere. It has to still be in your hands. Eloha Mechaber Shita Acheres Yeshlo. But the Ramah over here is coming to argue with the Mechaber and say a different Shita. The Mechaber argues. The Mechaber holds the Dafka Gabi Karka Osir. Dafka, if you put it on the karka, that's when it's usher, the oz batla shiha rishona. That's what ends the original shiha when you put it down on the ground. But if you go and put it down on a bench, you put it down on the chair, you put it down on the counter, according to the Mechaber, that would be okay. That would not stop the original shiha. I am the Beis Yosef. And the Ramah is coming to argue with that, and he's saying that's not true. It's not only if you put it on the ground it's a problem. Even if you put it down on the counter or put it anywhere it's a problem. It has to be more chomer. It has to be oda biyodo. That is point number one in the Bir Halacha. Then the Bir Halacha says, v'dai, you should know, v'im hinicha gabe karka, if you put it down on the ground, av shehoya daito la'achzira, even if you had in mind to return it, Osir afilu ladas ha-mechaber, it's osir even according to the Mechaber, because the Mechaber holds v'lo inicha al-gabe karka. Once you put on the karka, you're done, even if you had daito la'achzira. B'chidusha Rikivega Kosam, Rikivega writes, da'afilu imzeh ha-meniach hoya adam acher she'en ha-kleira shalom. Great question Rikivega is discussing over here. A person who is not the owner of the kadeira does the trouble over here. It's someone who it's not his pot. He goes into your kitchen, he takes the pot off, he puts it on the ground. Even if placing it on the ground is done by another person, it will still forbid the owner to put it back and do a chazar on the kira. Here it's not shat to say the regular din that one person can't ask for someone else's thing. And note 71 explains the reason is that klal only applies by machshava, not by maisa. If he did a maisa of putting the pot down on the ground, he did a maisa. His maisa is a maisa, and now I am no longer allowed to do chazara. Ah, however, in odo biyodo, if that person who it's not his pot is still holding it in his hands, v'rak be'esha silik ma'akira, but only at the time when he took it off of the kira, lo haya b'daito la'achzira, there was a problem in das. He did not have in mind to return it. So then in machshavtum u'elas le'esor shuv la'achzira, if his machshava will help to ask you to return it, zeh toi b'mochokos ha'rishonim, ayin shom sheherach, that will be told in mochokos ha'rishonim. So if you would hold ein adam oser dover she'enu shalom, and that applies to machshava, so his machshava of not having in mind to return it will not ask for my pot, and maybe, according to some, I would be allowed to return it. But if the problem that he caused was not in his machshava, it was in his maisa, that he put it on the ground, so that would, for sure, according to everyone, says Rukh V'Eger, forbid me from putting back my pot on to the Kira. Now let's see a couple of very practical notes, and let's begin with note number 63. Note number 63 discusses the following very important point. So discussing over here the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Mechaber says that you couldn't put it on the ground, you know, on the counter would be okay. The Ramah says even on the counter is not okay, it has to be Oda B'yado. How far do we take Oda B'yado? What if you put the Kedera on the ground or on the counter, but you didn't take your hand off of it, so you still were holding on to it, but you rested it on the counter. So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Shiyesh Lahakshev Es HaKedera Ka'Oda B'yado. As long as your hand is still on it, that would still be called Oda B'yado, even though you put it down on the ground. Vidaya came in Mashanokar Shulchan Aruch Loshen Hanocha, and Rav Moshe's Medayke from the Loshen of the Mechaber, where he says Lo Hinicha, you didn't place it down. Velo Loshen Hamada, he doesn't say you didn't stand it up there. He says you didn't place it down over there. Shemash Meusa She'eno Uches Es Hakedera Biyado. It's Mashma, you totally put it down. You're not holding on to it. That's when it's a problem. But Zakar Moshe, if you're holding on to it, even though you put it there, that would still be allowed. That is a leniency of Rav Moshe. Meidach, on the other hand, Das Lagon Rav Yashiv, Shebeofen Ze Ein HaKedera Nechsheves Keilu Hi Biyado. Rav Yashiv is more machmir, and he says that if you're just holding on to it, but you put it down, that's not considered Oda Biyado. Ulam, however, Rav Yashiv does say, Im Lo Hiniach HaKedera Lagamri Agave Karka, if you didn't put it fully down on the ground, that L'chelek Mimeno Mugva Al Yodo Ba'avir, you put one side of the Kedera on the ground, the other side you're still holding up. So you're not just having your hand on like Rav Moshe says, but you're actually holding part of it in the air. There Rav Yashiv says, Shenech Shevesi Ko Oda B'yado, that would be considered Oda B'yado. V'chein Das Sagor of Nisan Karela. So here we have Machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Is having your hand on it enough, even though you put it down on the floor or on the counter? Rav Moshe says yes, Rav Yashiv says no. If you want to put it on the counter, so you would have to at least leave part of it off the counter that you're holding up. So just having your hand on it would not be enough. It has to be that you're actually holding it at least part of the way. One more note that I'd like to read is a small part of note number 65. And that is the third paragraph. V'im kovso ha'eish shetacha sakedera. If a person had a pot on a kedera, on a kira rather, and then the fire goes out. So the pot sitting there, the fire went out. Ubola haviru la kira acheres, and now you want to move it to another kira. So Rav Moshe writes, She'ein zen nechshav kiilu huncha hakedera agabe karka. Just because the fire went out, so it's no longer on the fire, that's not considered that you put it on the ground. V'chein das agonar shom zavner orbach, and you could still go ahead and move it to another kira. Ubir, and he explains, Sha'af im nachmir lodon es kibui ha'esh ka nochas hakedera agabe karka. Even if you're going to be machmir, going to consider the extinguishing of the fire like a placement of the pot on the karka, mikomakom ein zen nechshav ka nochas hakedera biyadayim. That would not be considered putting the pot down with your hands. Ela ki'ilu nofla hakedera me'eleha. Rather, it would be like the pot fell on its own. Shemistabir shebo'ofen zeh lobot la'ashi arishona, where it's logical to say that if it fell by accident, that is not mevatel the original shehiya. V'kevan shehamodas hakedera al ha'esh ha'isa adas la'ashos arasuda. And since your original mindset when you put the kedera there on the fire before Shabbos, what is it should be there and be shoah there till the Suda, so it's considered as if you had in your mind that you're going to remove it if the fire goes out, and that is viewed as if you took it off having in mind to return it. So that is a leniency of Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if the fire goes out, that's not considered that it was put on the ground, and you would be allowed to then move it to another kira. Obviously, the other requirements have to be there. It would have to be fully cooked. It would have to be still hot. But lemaisa, if the fire went out, we don't view it as if it's on the ground now. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv is machmir. He says, shenechshav hadavar ki'ilu hiniach hasagdera agabe karka. Once the fire goes out, it's no longer considered on a kira. That's considered as if you placed the kedera on the ground. Unless the heating agent that it is on top of is still so hot, it didn't cool off, the it's still so hot. Let's say it's a crock pot, so if the bottom of the crock pot is still so hot that it can still heat something up, then it would not be considered that the first shear was batel. So again, Rav Yashiv is machmer, and he says that if the fire went out and it cooled off, the place where the pot is sitting, that's like it's on the ground, you can't move it to another kira, that would not be chazara, that would be a problem. Unless the place where it is sitting is still hot enough that even though the fire went out, the plata or whatever it is hot enough that it could still heat something else up, then it's still considered part of the original Shia, and you can move it somewhere else. But once it cooled down, it's not good. According to Rav Moshe, and Shlomo Zalman, L'chari, even if it cooled down, you would still be allowed to move it, again, because your das was to keep it there until the Suda, so it's ki'ilu, you took it off with das to return it, and even though it's not hot enough in that area to heat up something else, you would be allowed to move the pot to another area, again, assuming that all the other criteria are met. We will stop here and continue Vaitu with Sebei Ezer Mitzvah tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.